In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who by the Holy Ghost was conceived, was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come again to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. For priests and pastors, ministers and servants of God, for their increase, for the strengthening of their faith, for their support and their well-being, and that of all those who lend them support, we offer this rosary, O God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. For the virtue of faith, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. For the virtue of hope, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. For the virtue of charity, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today is the third sorrowful mystery, the crowning with thorns. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn then, O gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy unto us, and after this our exile, shew unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Pray for us, most holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O God, who didst deign to send thine only begotten Son, who by his life, death, and resurrection did purchase for us the rewards of eternal life, look with favor on us, that meditating on the sacred mysteries of the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O God, give us priests. O God, give us many priests. O God, give us many holy priests. O God, give us many holy religious vocations. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, thy kingdom come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, I want to welcome you all to another Daily Decan. I have to admit, I had hoped for a longer prayer for priests there, but at the end I couldn't remember the prayer. And I'm determined that we're going to say prayers as best as we can, conforming to the rote prayers that are written for us. I think there's an act of obedience in that that recommends itself to any good Christian, to pray the prayers that one is taught to pray, rather than the prayers that one makes up on one's own. Even if one makes it up, and, you know, if you have to pray, you pray following formula. If you have a formula to follow, if you have better than a formula, then you do better than a formula. You go with what the rote prayer. Unfortunately, I didn't get to memorize the rote prayer that I had chosen, so went with the prayer for increase of vocations. It works. We've been talking a lot, and I have to say, I really want to beg your forgiveness for yesterday's podcast. I think I rambled a little bit, and I got off the beaten track. And I actually, if you were listening to it, you probably noticed there's a big gap there where it suddenly skips from one subject to another. And it's because I was walking down a road, and I realized I'd gone off on this terribly long tangent that didn't make a whole lot of sense. And I ended up losing my train of thought anyway. So let the blessed Lord step in and save me from myself. And I went back and edited it out. And it's a subject that's probably worth revisiting, actually, if we don't clear some things up and say more clearly what it was that I was trying to say yesterday, then there's no use in going into that tangent that I went into. The whole subject of the broadcast yesterday was how having a devotion, having a sacramental or some kind of devotional prayer, gives you a bedrock on which you can build a whole prayer life. If you have one thing, and the rosary is the best one of these because it's so versatile, but if you have one thing, You know, if it's the Angelus, if it's the Rosary, if it's the scapular prayer, if it's the pardon, crucifix, whatever it is, if you have that one thing that you can build the rest of your prayer life on, you've got a good solid bedrock to build on. But it opens us up to the question of what do we pray for, you know, or what do we pray? If you have a rote prayer, well, the Rosary demands certain things of you. There's the question of meditative prayer and mental prayer, which is essential to sainthood, based on the writings of several of the doctors of the Church. If you don't have mental prayer, a mastery of mental prayer, you can't hope to achieve proper sainthood. Probably end up in purgatory, you won't go to hell, but you're not going to get the beatific vision right off the bat in the way that we say that the saints do. That's what a saint is in Catholic teaching. It's a saint is someone who is enjoying now, as we speak, the beatific vision, which is something that can only be proclaimed by the Church if there is solid proof and a firm declaration that the person in question definitely is not in purgatory. Not that they never went to purgatory. There's a popular legend about St. Thomas Aquinas that he had to genuflect in purgatory before he went to heaven. Very few people go straight to heaven. But the Church has determined, at least, that those set up for public veneration definitely are not in purgatory. They are definitely enjoying the beatific vision. Now you can understand, understanding that, you can understand why there's big question marks and raised eyebrows over some of the more recent canonizations coming out of Rome. And there's questions that float around about whether or not the canonization process is such that it can produce an infallible canonization and all of that stuff. I'm not going to get into all of that. You get enough of that from everybody else. You can listen to any number of podcasts, any number of radio shows where they talk about all of this sort of stuff. In fact, there's a really great episode of the SSPX podcast where they talk about the infallibility of canonizations. And I'm sure that there are good sources on the other side of the debate as well. Not an important debate here. What is important is whether or not we become saints. Not declared saints, of course, although that would be wonderful. What a thing to add. That's certainly something to aspire to. But that we make our way into purgatory or make our way over purgatory and enjoy the beatific vision. And that's what prayer is supposed to help you do. It's supposed to help you live a life that brings you to the vision of God and glory for the rest of time. And so as we build the bedrock, it's important not to lose sight of the goal. And I think that's really what didn't get said yesterday, was that as we're building, as we're finding the foundation on which we want to build this structure, we can't forget why we're building the structure. You know, you build different things for different reasons. You build a school to be a school. You build a house to be a house. You don't build a house to be an office building. You know, you don't build a church to be a factory. You don't build a factory to be a monastery. You have different things that you build a structure for. And certain structures are more suited to certain things. There are, of course, churches that are held in people's front parlors. But the goal, ultimately, is to be in a church. There are businesses run out of people's homes, but in many cases, they'd rather rent an office. They want an office space to run their business. And we now live in a time where you have to cram all these things together, and I don't think there's anybody who doesn't look at it and say, this is less than an ideal situation. So when you're building your prayer life, it's very important to bear in mind what the goal of your prayer life is. If the goal of your prayer life is just peace on this earth, in this life, then you're going to build a very different structure than if your goal is the beatific vision and salvation of your soul. If all you want is peace in this life, I can't say that I recommend Christian prayer. I certainly can't recommend the Rosary, which is incredibly difficult as an undertaking. It's not going to give you worldly peace. In fact, if you're doing it right, it's going to increase worldly disquiet. It will help you achieve spiritual peace, the peace of God, to be able to bear up under the pressures and the weight that the devil places upon you. But if you're doing prayer right, you can expect persecution and attacks. So if you want peace in this life, I suggest you do yoga or something. Don't waste your time on perfecting yourself, because it's not perfection that you want. But if it's perfection and grace that you're looking for, well, in that case then, this is the foundation of the structure that you should build. So for what do we pray? There's a question, and the tangent I went off on yesterday was about the things that you pray for and how to build a proper prayer life. And one of the questions that inevitably arises is it appropriate to pray for the death of a tyrant? And I sort of went off on a long gallivant on the subject, and I'm glad that I ended up getting off track and cutting it out, because the tangent was not as important as the question, I think, at the core of it, which is, what do we pray for? We pray for good. The prayer in elevating our mind to God is ultimately aimed at uniting our mind to God, at conforming our mind to God. And what does God will? God wills the good at all times. Now, the good can sometimes take the form of something that we would consider bad. For example, if you have if a man dies, generally we say that that's not a good thing. Death is not something that we say is good. And, you know, just an average John Chimtisky walking down the street drops dead from a heart attack. Well, you know, that's you ask about his wife, you ask about his children, you say, well, what happens now? Is he okay? What a terrible way to go. All of those things, right? Death by itself, your immediate reaction is not so good. But if the guy walking down the street has somebody chained in his basement, or is you know, defrauding the people that are renting from him, then suddenly you say to yourself, well, thank goodness, you know, Scrooge. That's a great one, Ebenezer Scrooge. When Ebenezer Scrooge dies, the ghost of Christmas future shows him the joy that one of his renters, one of his lessees has, because he's dead, which means that they don't have to figure out how in the world they're going to scrape together the money to afford his rent that's constantly going up when they can't even afford to feed their child. And there's great, and now suddenly his death has liberated them from that. They're going to be able to make it at least another month. That's the joy, that's the reaction to death in specific circumstances. God wills the good. The survival of that family is a good, not immediately apparent if you're just taking the guy who randomly dies. And so, and that's just an example. I'm using death as an example, but it's not just that. It's, you know, you could look at someone who wins the lottery and say, that's great. That's fantastic news. Except that that particular individual has a gambling addiction you don't know about, or that individual is a spendthrift, and all that money is going to be gone, and it's not going to do anybody any good at all. God sees that. And so God may prevent that man from winning the lottery. And you say, oh, isn't it sad? Joe didn't win. Joe bought the ticket and he didn't win. Well, Joe has a drinking problem that you don't know about. That's a good thing. And so willing the good is the goal of uniting the mind to God, to see clearly what the good is, to desire it, and if one can see it clearly, to work to achieve it. Now, in most cases, we can't see, because obviously we can't see the inside of a man's soul. Only God can see that. Not even the devil can read your thoughts. The true interior life of the soul is something that is available to God and God alone, and to those he chooses to reveal it to. And so the best thing that we could do is to pray for God's will. That's why there's so much ambiguity in those prayers. You don't pray for something specific. When Christ tells us, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, there's no specific prayer there. It's not give us good rulers. It's not lower taxes. It's not a chicken in every pot. Well, I suppose just give us this day our daily bread, so you have that. But And the end, it's the open, that prayer, thy will be done. Because God knows good better than anyone. And so when we're praying, when we're elevating our mind to God, our devotions should be aimed at that purpose, which is part of the reason why the sacramentals and the devotions and the rote prayer form such a solid bedrock to build the structure of a prayer life on, because the only thing they're aimed at is the glorification of God and the unification of the mind to God. That's why the Psalms are so wonderful. For those of you who are the Bible readers who pray from the Scripture, I know that not everyone who listens to this is a Catholic, so you want some advice on how to pray well without all those not so sure about the papist devotions. Well, first of all, do the papist devotions, because they're going to be better than anything that you can come up with on your own. But here's a papist devotion that you might be comfortable with. Get a psalter. Read the Psalms. Because who wrote the Psalms? David wrote the Psalms, and David was a man, quote, after God's own heart. And so when we read the Psalms, what we're doing is we're praying as God taught David to pray. That's why they're infallible scripture. Inspired, infallible, perfect. Those are perfect prayers. Now, they're inferior to the prayer that comes directly from the mouth of God, the Lord's Prayer, or the prayers that are confirmed by His Holy Church or His Blessed Mother, the Rosary, for instance. The Rosary surpasses the Psalms, because our Blessed Mother gave it to us. But the Psalms are a wonderful example of God teaching us how to pray through the King David and, to a lesser extent, King Solomon. And what do the Psalms do? They glorify God. A few of them ask for things, but not many. For the most part, their aim is uniting one to God's will. O God, thou art my God. Early have I sought thee. My soul longeth for thee. My flesh thirsteth for thee. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down by green pastures. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy great mercy, and according to the multitude of thy compassions, blot out my transgressions. I shall go unto the altar of the Lord, yea, to God, the God of my youth. Teacheth my fingers to war, my hands to fight. All of these little phrases, all of these little things. Have I not hated them that hated thee, that hateth thee, O Lord? Yea, I have counted them among my enemies. I have hated them with perfect hatred. These are all things that we, I'm just pulling from, this is at random here. There's no rhyme or reason to it, but all of these things, taken even by themselves, just these little passages from the Psalms, represent to us the ideal of Old Testament prayer. It is as close as the Hebrews were able to get to sitting beside the mind of God, as we have the gift of doing when we stand in His presence at the Holy Mass, when we hear Him speak in the Gospels. The apostles could look God in the face in Christ Jesus. The ancient Hebrews, as close as they got to the face of God, was the Psalms. And those prayers are all meant to elevate us, and they give us a model, an archetype, a prototype, a form, going back to Plato, a form of prayer. And they remind, it's the kind of prayer that reminds us what the goal of prayer is, and that's what makes it so powerful. So, you pray for the death of a tyrant, is the question that was raised earlier. Is it good? Will the good pray for the good? Unite yourself to the will of God. Which is better, conversion or death? Don't know. Is it better that those in error should rebuke their errors, or that they should just go away? Only God knows whether they're capable of rebuking their errors. So you pray for God to solve the problem. Who knows all things, who can do all things, who is all things to all people, Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forever. That is how we pray. And of course, counting ourselves in his presence as we ought to. Now, if you have prayers, speaking of prayers, the intentions are good. If you have prayer intentions, you can send them in to me at dailydecadrequests@protonmail.com. That's Decad, D-E-C-A-D-E, requests in the plural at protonmail.com. You can also drop a line over on Gab at the Daily Decad. Find me on Telegram at the Daily Decad. The website is praytherosaryeveryday.wordpress.com, and you can also find us syndicated with our good friends, Exodus Americanus, .wordpress.com, although they might be at back at exodusamericanus.com. I know there was a little bit of a glitch with the domain name there. But anyway, any of those places, you can comment, you can drop a line, you can give me some feedback. If you have a prayer to pray, if you have an intention you'd like me to pray for, it is my delight to do that. And I didn't mean that. It's an act of penance for me. So please do it. For now, let's join together and pray. Most of you are going to be listening to this at the end of the day. I'll probably have it posted around noon or shortly thereafter. And since that's the case, then we'll do an end-of-the-day prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer unto thee the Sacred Heart of Jesus, with all its love, all its sufferings, and all its merits. First of all, to expiate all the sins I have committed this day and during all my life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Second, to purify the good I've done badly this day and during all my life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Third, to supply for the good I ought to have done and have failed to do this day and during all my life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God love you all.